Grow displaces Angel One in commodities trading. India's rupees 1.28 lakh crore semiconductor push. Scoop confirmed. Emergence unicorn leap. Crypto futures surge. Losses mount.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, a quick update on earnings from Grow, India's leading stockbroker. Now, Billion Brains Garage Ventures, the parent of Grow, reported a 94% rise in net profit at 735 crores for the quarter ended June, aided by rapid expansion of commodity derivatives and margin trading facility lending business. Grow has also become the largest commodities derivatives player in the country by notional average daily turnover, or ADTO, during the quarter, displacing Angel One. Now, Grow's market share stood at 28.6% versus Angel One's market share at around 26.5%. Meanwhile, Zerodha's commodities derivatives market share is estimated to be around 12%. Moving on to the big story of the day, and this is indeed on India's chip dreams, because the Union government has approved the second phase of the India Semiconductor Mission, or the ISM 2.0, with an outlay of rupees 1.275 lakh crore, significantly higher than the first phase of 76,000 crore rupees. The second phase also shifts the focus from attracting semiconductor fabrication units to deepening the domestic value chain. The government plans to promote local manufacturing of semiconductor equipment, specialty chemicals, critical raw materials, and advanced packaging technologies, while reducing reliance on imported inputs across the electronics manufacturing ecosystem. In fact, on March 31st, Prime Minister Narendra Modi had outlined the government's long-term vision for the sector as well, stressing the need for India to be a complete full-stack player as far as the semiconductor ecosystem is concerned. Well, moving away from semiconductor to AI, India's AI Unicorn Club just got one more member. Emergent has joined Sarvam as only the second homegrown AI startup to cross the 1 billion valuation mark this year. Now, Emergent, which is a vibe coding platform, has raised $130 million from Creages, Ranjan Pai's Claypond Capital and others at a $1.5 billion valuation. In fact, we were the first to report on the fundraising plans in April, and in June exclusively revealed Claypond Capital's participation. The round has, however, shrunk in size. Emergent was set to raise $200 million and also get Amazon on board as an investor, but those plans have changed. Now, talking to us, founder and CEO Mukunja said that they were focused on the speed of closure and building momentum. He also did not comment on Amazon's likely participation. With fresh funds in the coffers, Emergent plans new product launches, a new office in Europe, and may even go shopping for smaller companies. The capital, in fact, gives enough firepower to get an annualized revenue run rate of $500 million in 12 months. Emergent is currently at $120 million ARR, up from $100 million 3 months ago. Jha, however, said this does not signal a slowdown in growth rate. He attributed the company's uneven growth trajectory to the nature of AI businesses, which tend to grow in step jumps rather than a straight line. Now, VCs too are in fundraising mode, because India's venture capitalists have already raised $3.2 billion across 10 funds in the first half of 2026, with another $1.3 billion expected from firms such as Axel, Metal and Ambition, potentially taking this year's fundraising tally to $4.5 billion. Our final story for the day then is from the crypto space. Now, India's crypto trading is rapidly shifting from spot markets to futures, driven not just by investor preference, but also by tax incentives. The trend is creating a regulatory blind spot as retail investors pile into leveraged products with little oversight. Crypto futures now account for over 80% of trading volumes on Indian exchanges. The key driver is tax arbitrage. Spot trades attract 1% TDS, while futures currently do not. But industry estimates suggest 70 to 80% of crypto future traders are losing money, echoing retail losses in equity derivatives. Now, unlike equity derivatives, crypto futures are outside SEBI and RBI regulation, which means that this allows some exchanges to offer leverage of up to 100x versus roughly 5x allowed in regulated equity markets. Lawyers and industry experts argue that India needs a calibrated regulatory framework to protect retail investors without stifling innovation. The other trend, tokenized real-world assets or RWAs, such as tokenized securities too, are emerging as a bright spot, driving strong trading volumes for crypto exchanges. Interestingly, almost three-fourths of India's crypto trading still happens on offshore exchanges such as Binance and Bybit. With that, it's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. A big thank you to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for bringing you these stories. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m., bringing you everything you need to know from the world of tech and startups, minus the boring bits. This is Chandra R. Srikant signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.